I think if we were to analyze why having a relationship with Hashem seems so remote, one of the very prominent factors, besides the abstract concept and what that means and the lack of human communication back and forth, talking and you know, hearing each other talk, but I think one of the most significant blockages is from the fact that I'm so unworthy. You know, what am I? I'm you know, look at the terrible things I do. Look at the terrible things we've done. Look at where we're holding close to 2,000 years in the Golos, and the tainted lives that we have, full of all kinds of chatoim, are very powerful factors dissuading us from feeling worthy and feeling maybe capable of any type of relationship with Hashem. But Lemaisa, in Shir HaShirim, in the first perek in Posuk Hey, so Klal Yisrael is speaking to the Umos HaOlam, B'nai Yerushalayim, and says, Shchir Ani V'Novo. I'm darkened, I'm black, but I'm beautiful. B'nai Yerushalayim, Kolei Kedor, like the tents of Kedor, Kiryoy Shlomo. Rashi is going to explain. The next pasuk says, An Al Tir'uni Shani Shechar Choyres. Don't look at my blackness or my ugliness on the outside. Shesh Sofasni HaShomesh. It's sunburn. It's outside. It's superficial. And Rashi explains, if you look at Posuk Hey, Shchiran Ivanovo, Posuk Hey, Atem Rayoisai, Mu, the Umoy Soilim, Al Ekal Beinechem, I shouldn't be taken lightly in your eyes. Afim Azavani Ishi Mipne Shachru Shibi, even if my husband in the moshul, this is, has left me because of this blackness. Ki shechira ani ayedei shezifas hashemesh. It's only external. It's sunburn. Venova ani bechituch evorim noim. And my beautiful evore haguf and everything that's beneath the surface of this sunburn is still beautiful. Imani shechira b'kolei kedor. Hamashchirim mipnei akshomim, the olei kedor, constantly those tents were getting all dirty because it's constantly raining there. Shem prusim tomim midboros, they're in the midbor. I guess the rain together with the sand of the midbor is constantly dirtying them. Kalani les kabes, I'm easy to be cleansed. Lios kirioy shloimoi, to be just like the curtains of pure curtains of Shlomo HaMelech, clean and always beautiful. Dugma Hizu, Emeres Knesset Yisrael, the Dugma Rashi says is, Knesset Yisrael speaks to the Umos. Shcherani b'masai, I'm ugly in my actions. I've done all kinds of terrible things. V'nova ani b'masai avoisai, but I'm beautiful in masai avoisai. Look at the schus ovis that I have. Af b'masai, yesh mehem noim. I also have beautiful actions in my own actions. Im yesh bi avoy no egel, I have the egel. Yesh bi kenegdo ischus kabbalas haTorah. It's true that I'm meluchluch from the oven of egel, but you know what? It's beauty, what schus I have from kabbalas haTorah. Keril umas b'nois Yerushalayim al shem she asid aliyos betroplin shalakulon, because eventually Yerushalayim will be the gathering place of all the umas. That's why she calls them b'nois Yerushalayim. Fine. Al tiruni al tistaklu bi lebizoyin. The next pasuk. Don't look in a way of bizoyin, looking down at me. And he brings a posuk. Shanish char chayres afisha ein shachrusi v'ki uri nimeimi. My ugliness and my dirt, my blackness, but the soiled being that I am is not from birth. Ela al yedei shezifas hashemesh. It's through sunburn. It's something. It's an external. Sheoisei shachrus noyach li islabein kishayamud betzel. That shachrus is easy to become. Clean, to become pure, to become white again, when I stand in the shade. It can disappear. It can just the complete ugliness that's external will completely disappear. So this is the comparison of Klal Yisrael to in its matzav of chatoim, that don't look at me as I'm ugly, because internally my beauty remains the same. And the dugma he says is the Knesset Yisrael says shcheir ani b'masai. But I have Masi Avoisai, if I have the Egel, I have Kabbalah Satera, and I have Schusim also. But Lamaisa, the Moshel, is not a question of I have good and I have bad. The Moshel is that everything inside is real, is pure, is as it should be, as it always was. And everything that I have is just skin deep, and it's Kalali His Kabes. That's the moshel, that it's only sunburn. You stay in the shade for a while and everything will disappear. Which means that despite the fact that I have so much going against me, it isn't just the pshat that, well, there's a shikul. I do some good, I have some bad. I have ma'aseh ovos, I have ma'aseh egel, I have kabbalah satera, and I'm weighing these things against each other. And so in such a thing, the Rambam's loshen is ein shokel el b'das kel deos. Who knows how they weigh out? If you're going to weigh my ma'asim against my mitzvahs against my averus, nobody knows what the result is going to be. And intimately knowing the extent of the averus that I do, a person might very well say, I give up. I can't possibly have such a relationship. But from the Moshe Shlema HaMelech here gives, the way Rashi explains it, is that everything, all this ugliness, all of these chatoim, everything that bashmutzes me, that makes me black, that makes me dark, that makes me dirty, that makes me ugly, is only surface. And it hasn't penetrated a key who's there into the inside. It's just like a sunburn. It's like that it can be cleansed and purified, get rid of that outside, and everything underneath was exactly the same. Nothing ever changed. And I think that that's a very powerful concept, if we could conceptualize that when we look at the shortcomings that we have, and we view them not as internalized klalu klal. It doesn't affect what's inside. It's all, this is the way Shlomo HaMelech describes how the Klal Yisrael is going to be in the Golus. Everything is, it's just skin deep, it's just surface, it's something, take a shower, clean it off, wash it up, and it'll be cleansed, and underneath is the same beauty, is the same purity, is the same cleanliness, is the same innocence that always was there. I think that we could look at ourselves a little bit differently because of that. And that you find here, he brings here from one of the Kadmoinim here in the Oitzer HaMeforshim, he says, don't look at me as shechar choyres, that I'm be'emes, black through and through, legamri, with a shachrus koful, a mechupal, again, and folded upon one upon the other, that ain't lo tikun. It's like my face is a little bit because I was in the sun. With water, he can come back to the original cleanliness and beauty. With the waters of tshuva, we can completely mesake the shachrus, and nothing has been diminished, nothing has been permanently damaged. It's all outside, it's all superficial, despite how serious it seems to be. So there's a piece here that I noticed that it's brought in the Orat Sofon, and I just want to read it. I think it's very powerful. V'zehu mash omer chazal, chayev odom loim mamaseh gyo maasai lamaseh avoyis avrom yitzchuk yaakov. That's the famous chazal, a person's chayev to say, when am I, my actions will reach the action from Yitzchakum. Kilafi mashnis bayer, he has a whole shmuz there. Ein ze bebchinas she'ifo ba'almo. kefi hamakubal. This is not just a yearning, not a desire. I'm looking to the future. I'm looking maybe someday I'm going to hope and I'm going to focus and I'm going to try and see whatever I could do. He says this is the kefi hamakubal. That's the way people assume it. Elazuhi choiv o mamish. Kimaisha omru chayiv. There's a chiyuv. Mosa yegiya maase maase avoisai. Ba'asher af la'achar kol hayeridu shel ha'odam bepoyel. Va'af al kol chatov. He says, despite all of the yeridus, how lowly a person has fallen, and all of his chatoim, nishar b'metziusoi tzelem o'elukim, asher boi b'chol yifas hodroi al kol hamailes uel yoyne shuhut po boy betchilas yitzirosoi. It remains within him. Nishar b'metziusa is metzius. This tzelem elikim is still there. That has the full beauty of with all of the mailos ha'elyonos that were instituted in it, were put into its teva in the beginning of its yitzira. Ki yitzir kapav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Adam Arisha was the yitzir kapav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it even sounds like he's saying of Adam Arisha kodem achet, but I don't know. V'chol ha'yeridos v'anafilos tamishabos ba'odam midor dor, and all the descent and the going down and all the falling that a person loses madrega after madrega and from one generation to the next, from Maimon Har Sinai, from Briyas Ha'olam and down and down and down and down and down endlessly, ein alele kli. They're only outside shells. I don't know klipas exactly, but it's just something on the outside. It's surface. It's like sunburn. That have clung to him through his chatoim and the chatoim of those that surround him. He has the koyach to remove them. And he can reveal his essence, his true essence, his inner essence, his eternal essence. That's rooted in him to this very day, just as it was from the Yetziras Adam Harishon. And it remains from its original form without any shina. The tzelem elikim is not nishtane. The godless odom is not nishtane. The mahusa hu amitis apnimis vaanischis, which is mushris in him. That godless, that's there. It's bekoichoi to get rid of the outside and to reveal all of this which remained completely and totally inside. V'lochein chayuv kol odom ba'asher hu. Every person, no matter where he's holding, ledaktek ulizoyer shlo yechzar klumim aloysev hatvois betzelu elukim asher bekiruboy. To be zohir and to not to be lacking in those great milas that are part of his tzelem elokim, kedugmas aveisenu Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, just like Avram, to be like Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov, and that's what it means. Chayev odom loymar, mosay giyama asay, because this is a reality. This is not a dream. This is not a she'ifa that I hope someday, maybe, you know, that something might happen, some miracle of miracles, and therefore I'll be able to elevate myself. He says it's a reality. We have that within us, and therefore Chazal said chayiv, that it's something that we can achieve, because this is truly who we are, and everything on the outside is only skin deep, is only covering, is something that can, he says, we have the ability to remove like klipas on the outside, and they just clung to us through the chatoim of the generation, our own personal chatoim, and they can all be removed and reveal that super godless Odom who can should be able to relate to as a chiyuv, to elevate himself, because that tzelem elikim that was vayipach ba'apov, or whatever, in the Bria of Adam Arishon, that remains today in its full glory, in its full purity, in its full godless, and it's there to be accessed just by removing the outside. I think that this should be, certainly in terms of uplifting, you know, I think Friday is the Yahrzeit of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. I mentioned that that's what he told the altar when he was starting the yeshiva, that the goal is lahachis nefesh shvolim, lahachis lev nitkoim. uplift the brokenhearted people. We're broken in many ways, and we think that we've done so much, and our generation has done so much, and previous generation has drifted so much that well, how can we even have a shtickl shaychus? But it's not true. It's all on the outside. It's klipas that are sticking onto us. And all we have to do, we can remove them, just like one takes a shower, just like one goes into the shade and removes the sunburn. And that, and then the pristine beauty and godless and purity remains as it always was inside each and every one of us. And therefore, we can relate to the Maimon Chazal that says, Chayev Odom Mos Chayev Odom Loima Mos Yigia Maaseh La Maaseh Avoisai. Thank you.